Log Talk Radio.
Number one's going to be number one, and it's time for the number one sports talk show in the DMV, in the universe, because my co-host said that we are amazing, so amazing we shall be. Y'all talking about, hey, you know what, Tang, you crazy. That's all I would say. Tang, you is crazy. And I hate you for this text. I hate you for this text. You make me sick. y'all forgive me. Tang done threw me all off. Tang and Tree at 57 done threw me all off. All. You know what I'm talking about? That's right, Trees. Whatever Tang do, you associate it. That's your hood.
Hey y'all!
Happy Thursday / Friday Eve on Kale's Corner. I'm DMV Kale. I got my co-host with the most, Lady T. Y'all know who she be. Y'all talking about? And listen. We already bring it to y'all. We're going to bust y'all head with this sports talk today. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to bust y'all head with this sports talk. You know what I mean? And let me start out by saying congratulations to the Largo Lions. The Largo Lions. They're going to play their championship game at Maryland University tonight. And I forgot the team that the young guys were playing. So if anybody knows the team that Largo is playing tonight, please text us or something to
I know, right?
Text us and let us know team that Largo is playing tonight. We got a great show for y'all, but before we get into that, Lady T, how was your Wednesday? Somebody told me y'all went to the basketball game. Y'all talking about?
Oh, yeah. I went live. And I posted.
Okay. I saw a little bit of it, but I was at work. And, you know, they got this rule about us and our phones. So, I had to get up off of the jump. Yeah, I am too. I want to know what's going on at all times. You talk about and listen, Kale's Corner, when it's news and it's out, Kale's Corner have it on there. I'm trying to tell y'all myself and Lady T and Tang and Debo and Ronnie 007. You know, hey, we put that thing out there when it comes immediately. It's immediately. That's like in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like in a hurry.
Written
take out of that. Written
now.
Like my grandmother would say. Boy, get your high pots in here right now. Grandma, what is rat? What is rat
okay.
now? Okay.
Okay,
that's
so
like.
Reach around and wrench it off.
Girl, don't you start that. Don't you start that. Hey, never mind. I ain't going to do that. But real quick, y'all. My grandmother had a way with words. I'm trying to tell y'all. I remember one evening, because we used to go to, my grandmother was a pastor, right? So we had to go to church services almost every evening in the summertime. And this one day, Grandma allowed us to stay home, right? My aunt, both of my aunts and my uncle, my brother, my sister, and myself, we all got to stay home.
Okay.
And I had set up plans to meet up with this girl, and I told her, I said, listen, stay away from around the house until my grandmother leave, because if my grandmother see you, she going to make me go to church. And she was like, okay. So Grandma gets in the car and pulling out, turns around, come back, and said, Kel, don't you have that pepperhead girl in my house? I was like,
no.
Grandma. I said, Grandma, what is pepperhead? He said, don't you worry about it. You better not have that pepperhead girl in my house. I said, yes, ma'am. I won't. And left that thing alone. Left it completely alone. Oh, Grandma, I tell you, boy. Mm. No, I mean, you know, young lady and I still hooked up. You know. When you're young, you know how to go. I ain't got to explain that to y'all. But, but it was a trip. Anyway, on this episode of Kel's Corner, we will discuss the NHL, y'all, division leaders and their records. The teams who are leading the East and the teams who are leading the West. We will discuss that. We're going to discuss the NBA East and West power rank honorable mentions and a few honorable mentions. Now, this was from Tuesday, but we had such a great discussion on Tuesday that we never got to this point. So we're going to try to repeat and have another great discussion discussing the top five power rankings. Also, we take a look at what the second half of the NBA season has been and what it's shaping up to be. I want to know, does anyone see any favorites or a team that you believe will take it all, you know? I'm going to save it. We will continue our 2023 NFL Draft Combine discussion, focusing on the top 12 cornerbacks, schools, their height, their weight, and the 40-yard dash time. Because that interest, I know they got the reach test and the jumps and all that, but that 40-yard dash is what really gets me. So we're going to discuss that. All these topics and much more on today's episode of Kel's Corner. Your point or opinion can be expressed by joining Lady T and the Online Corner crew. Lady T, you hear how I said that? Your point or opinion can be expressed by joining Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kel's Corner. Or you can join myself, DMV Kel, and all the live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. Tales Corner, y'all, a different kind of sports show with a different
yes.
kind of people. I'm trying to tell you. Tree, I did it again.
Yes.
I did it again. Somebody asked me my phone. Oh, I was at work, and we had to write all of our point of contact down. So, of course, Reese being my point of contact, I put
right.
her down as my point of contact, and guess what I said for the phone number? 563-999-3782.
No,
you didn't. How is that her? I said, I'm so sorry. I said, that's my show number. That's my show number. So I had to go back. I said, Tree's going to crack up laughing at me because I done did it again. And this time I done used the show number as Reese's number. Boy. What's
no
going
hammer.
On with me? Hey, it happens. It happens, you know.
No, it don't 58... happen, bro.
Yeah, dude.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, dude, because
no.
a 51-year-old brain is not the same
what?
As a 25-year-old brain.
Okay,
for
so
real.
Listen.
Yeah, talk about...
I'm going to do a timeout right now on you. I'm going to put you in timeout
mm-hmm.
because I am 52 with brain
mm-hmm.
surgery,
mm-hmm.
sir. And I'm never giving out the number like that. Something else.
So what?
Sir.
And guess what? What you eat don't make me poop. So
come on now with it. Come on with it. Come on with it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
You know what I'm saying? There you go. And there you go. And there you have it. Wait, he's absolutely correct. He's correct. So I'm gonna go ahead and
good.
Leave that one alone.
You're talking about. You're talking about.
Yeah.
I want to welcome my brother from another mother, Hula. He's doing taxes right now, so he doesn't want to be put on, y'all. So we just going to let him listen that. Glad you joined us, brother. Glad you joined us.
Let everybody know that he do them taxes, though. He taking
yeah.
all new clients. He's taking all new
yeah.
clients, people. He wants you. He wants you.
He that dude. He is that dude.
I'm trying to tell you.
He is that dude. Treece, you know what? I've realized I don't have a dog, Treece. I have an alien.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. He is not from this
Lord.
Planet. I put
okay.
a baseball in his cage
uh-huh.
with him because he had just took to this baseball and he loved it. Girl, I came home today, the baseball was shredded. Wasn't nothing in the cage with him but the
what?
Jacket from the baseball. I said, you moron. You understand what I'm talking about? And then he looked at me with the look on his face like, can you give me another baseball, please? You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
okay.
Dog. I'm done with you. I'm not giving you nana baseball, man. Not nana. I'm sure, Tree. He chewed the jacket completely off of the baseball.
I
was like, boy, my goodness.
First of all, his teeth, right, is
mm-hmm.
nothing to be played with. It's nothing
no,
to
not.
Play with. Okay,
no, they're
yeah.
not.
I won't be visiting from here on because that is his house. I don't expect for you to put him up because that is his house. So I'm not coming. So whenever you guys want to see me, just come on over. You're always welcome, okay? I'm not coming to your house, sir.
No,
nope,
he stays in his
it.
Cage. He doesn't come
no,
out.
I,
he
listen,
stays in his cage.
Uh-uh. Listen, if he chewed that ball up like that, he could get out the cage
yeah.
if he really wanted to. Okay, he could really get out that cage if he wants to. Now, if somebody comes
no.
into his house,
mm-hmm.
right, that he don't
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
he's getting out of that cage. That's all I'm going to say.
But he like you, Tree. He remember you. He like
listen,
you.
I don't like him. That's the thing, see? I don't like him. But I like him over here. I'm not going to like him if I'm in your house. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
I like
I
him.
It.
I love him right now. Like, I love him. Like, L-O-V-E. I don't even like them. I love them because I'm here. But if I was
right.
at your house, I would be H-A-T-E him. I would be hating him.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
No.
Poor doggy.
Yeah.
Poor doggy.
Really scared of dogs. I would climb a tree, honey, before I pet a dog.
Hey, look, dog, and she ain't lying, because look, I took Ghost over there when he was a little puppy. 4th of July. You remember, Therese? 4th of July. When
I remember.
I took him over there, and man had him, and Therese was like, oh, okay, he cute. He looks so good.
Yeah.
About 5-6 months later, I took little Therese was like,
that was it.
Don't let him off the car. He can't get off
Don't
the car, Kill.
No. He about big as me at 5 months.
Yeah. He is remarkably huge to be still be a puppy
yeah.
like that. But
and listen, I've learned this because my uncle had dogs, right? And so people would ask my uncle, "Hey, do the dog bite?" You know what my uncle used to say?
What's that?
Not me. He don't bite me. So that you know what I'm saying? So
that's
that
real talk.
That's real talk. And that's his house. I don't expect
about...
you to do anything but let him be him. So, I'll pass.
Y'all, we're going to videotape Treats on the run one day with the dog, y'all. I got to that time.
Hey, man,
y'all got
y'all whole laugh on.
I know I am. I know I am. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. Is the number here.
Yeah.
Facebook Live, Kale's Corner with the Corner Crew. That's how you get in touch through the computer. DMV Kale and all the live studio guests at that 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Y'all excuse me.
In the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice.
Whoa. I'm a nice dude with some big teeth. NHL. Let's go over this real quick. Because it's only two teams. We have the Bruins at 49-8, who have scored 103 points this season, which is the highest total of both divisions, 103 points in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins. And then in the Metropolitan Division, you have the Hurricanes at 42-12, whom scored 92 points. I'm telling y'all, it's something about hockey. Those teams, like right now, going into the playoffs, they always seem to be the two teams that end up representing each division for the Stanley Cup. Go ahead, T.
Which one do you say for Mid-Atlantic? Say the teams again.
Okay, we have the Bruins. The
uh-huh.
Bruins. At 49-8 with 103 points, and that's the Atlantic Division. And in the Metropolitan Division, we have the Hurricanes with 42 wins, 12 losses, and 92 total points scored this season. I ain't gonna fake. I think the Bruins is gonna take that Stanley Cup. I really, seriously, truly do because 103 points already. That's nothing to make light of. That is nothing to make light of. Them boys been scoring at will, doing their thing. So I got the Bruins. Y'all can pick whoever y'all want to pick after that. Lady T, what's going to be?
I haven't really been keeping up with it this year because I've been so focused on so much other stuff. Like, just, you know, when the Caps, you know, they ain't really doing too much. So, you know, I haven't really been keeping up with it. But you're right. The Hurricanes and the Bruins always seem to be in the mix. Like, they always got their paws in something. So, I don't know. I ain't going to count the Hurricanes out just yet because they got 92. That ain't no slouch either. They got 92 points, even though they behind 11 with the Bruins. I mean, I ain't going to count the Hurricanes out because they be sneak attack. So
yeah, they be doing their thing. They definitely do their thing. And hockey, unlike other sports that we're so dead fast into, hockey the dominant team seems to always, you know, in football, sometimes you'll have the David and Goliath story and that David actually wins versus Goliath. In hockey, Goliath wins. David's shorter than a snake crawling on under the curb. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone line. Hi, man, Lou from Jersey. What it do, Lou?
Yeah.
What's going on, Lou?
I hear you just have some hockey. I like it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Well, I know one thing. The Bruins are just running away with not just the division here, but the whole conference. And I'm sticking by it, of course. Being as a Ranger fan, it makes me sick to see how the Bruins have just dominated from, like, day two of the season.
Yeah.
I mean,
get it all
let's get something straight. Yes, they are dominating the season so far, which really bothers me. But that it does not assure them of winning a Stanley Cup or even making it maybe to, like, the second round of the playoffs. I've seen teams that have dominated the regular season before, and in the playoffs, they come up with the choke signal. I mean, because maybe they just run out of gas by the time they did so well during the season. So, although they're doing well, don't be so surprised if they do manage to choke.
Have you watched the Bruins play this season?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, I have too, and I don't see choke in this team. I really don't. I don't see choke in this team at all, man. No. And then we're talking about out of 57 games, they only have 8 losses, single digits.
Yeah.
8 losses.
That's regulation, though. That's regulation losses.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I concur, but what I'm ultimately saying is the Bruins are headed into the end of the season very strong. Very strong. And we all know the team playing the strongest at the end of the season usually is the team that wins the Stanley Cup. You know? I would love for it to be different, Lou. I would love for it to end different because then we could talk about it on Kale's Corner and dissect the debacle. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would love to do that.
I've seen it happen a lot of times before where teams that have dominated the regular season and by the first or second round, they are just done. So it can happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying it will, but it could. But I wouldn't be so... we could say that Carolina is, done too, because they're a strong team as well. It could be Carolina. It could be New Jersey. It could be in the West. It could be the Dallas Stars. So any one of those 5 or 6 teams, I think, is legit to win the Cup.
I don't know why. Well, I do know why, Lou. I do know why.
Yes.
I despise everything Dallas. I really do. And it's the hangover. It's the hangover from football. But I will agree with you. Dallas is a strong team too, and a team that can't be slept on. They really can't be slept on because the Dallas Stars are playing like stars for real. So I'll agree with you on that. I'll agree with you on that. But I still feel strongly that the Bruins and the Hurricanes, between one of those, are going to be hoisting that Lord Stanley at the end.
Well, number one thing, that the Hurricanes and Bruins play in the same conference, so they cannot play each other in the final.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of what I said, that the Bruins are going to win the Eastern Conference and go to the final, right?
Right. Okay. What would you say, Tree?
The Caps would have been in it, I think, had Ovechkin not, you know, took a leave of absence from when his dad passed, because he missed a lot of time. He missed a whole lot of time when his dad passed. So, I mean, I'm not saying he's the reason, but had he been there, I think y'all would have been like, had your foot in the, you know, had your little toes in the water to be mentioned in this conversation.
Right. Yeah. Marcus, I hate you too. Marcus is on my list. I hate you too, Marcus. Hula said, tell her I don't want him. the new tax season. Hula said, I don't want
right.
him. Hula. I feel like that Ovechkin time off. Yeah, I think that really hurt the team because Ovechkin is like Luka Doncic. When Ovechkin is
LeBron
on the ice,
James.
Or LeBron, yeah. When LeBron is on the court, everybody becomes fans, spectators. And when Ovechkin is on the ice, everybody becomes fans and spectators. So, yeah, to not have your lead piece for the time that Ovechkin, you know, dealt with the loss of his father, I think that kind of crippled the Caps. But the Caps right now are number four in the Metropolitan Division, so they're not off. They're not completely out of it, but, you know, like Tree said, that absence really took a toll on the team. So, you know, we'll see where they go from here. Let's take another call. Ted, what it do, bro?
Come on in.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing this evening, everyone? Kale's Corner, how y'all doing?
Amazing. Hey, look, that's how I'm going to answer that question from now on. Amazing. I like it.
Yeah.
That's about.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to add with this hockey business, Ted?
No. I don't care about y'all teams. I just want my Hawks to do something, man.
Oh, man.
I know that's right.
Ovechkin is Ovechkin. Ovechkin is Ovechkin. He's gonna go into the Hockey Hall of Fame. You know.
Yeah.
He is what he is. So I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
You said them Bruins, they always up there, you know. And you say the Hurricanes, but you gotta look at also the Krakens, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
The Seattle, you know, they be doing their thing too. But then you can also always can never count a New York team, you know.
I'm counting
so as
them
far as the Rangers, the Rangers, they, you know, they, I like I said, I don't know what their rosters are, or anything, but those teams have a tradition where they very see they bold, they gonna play hard, they gonna skate hard, and they gonna fight. You know what I mean? So so they got that history with them, you know, with Messier and all those joints like that, you know. So but like you say, you just wait, let's get down to the nitty gritty and let's see, you know, once everything is dwindling down and they get the playoffs and see who's what and let's go, you know.
Let's go.
Place that puck and put them sticks down. Let's get it, you know.
Let's get it. Oh, man. Let's take another call. 227. Is this Marcus?
Yeah, man. You know my number, family.
What's
man,
up, Marcus?
Come on.
Marcus. Hey,
there
y'all.
There you go with that.
You're another one of them incognito brothers, man. I you know. On my phone right now,
he said,
is four numbers for you. And they all say
numbers.
The same thing.
It's
is it
two numbers, man. It's two numbers. This the number for the corner. You're supposed to know that because we on the corner.
We
you
on
know
the corner. Absolutely right. Talk to my head, not my heart, bro.
That's your pager number.
That's all right. I just charged it to the medulla oblongata.
There you go.
Ain't nothing wrong with my medulla oblongata. This hockey thing, where you stand with this hockey thing, man? The Bruins leading the Atlantic Division and the Hurricanes leading the Metropolitan Division. What do you say, man? What do you think?
I got to tell you, man, all I care about is the Caps, man. I don't have really nothing to say about them, man. I want my Caps. And they've been behind before. You know
what
I'm saying? They've been behind before and come back and got and went undefeated. So I don't put anything past them guys, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And like I
said, that's what I'm looking for.
They number four right
and
now.
I can't put the stamp on no other team because I don't want no other team to win. I'm everything Washington, baby.
How bad? Oh man, brother after my own heart. Yeah, that about. Well, let's bring 57 in on this because I know 57 got something that he want to say. I guarantee y'all, we laugh in the first 3 minutes. Go. What's up, Huckleberry?
What's up, Huckleberry?
Hey, everybody. What's up, everybody? Hey, sis. I'm like you. Don't be having me standing in the front yard. You got a horse in the door, look like calling it a dog, foaming at the mouth, telling me it ain't going right. Come on in.
There we go. Thank you. Yes.
Shoot.
He's not going to bite, man.
What was that dog? Oh, yeah. It's a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-uh. You know, telling me, come on in. He ain't going to bite. You can't even hold on to him. You know, he about to pull you out the door.
Come on, dog. If he got teeth, he bites. Oh, man.
He'll bite. But, you know, but I like that saying you had, though, sis, what you say your father used to say, he ain't going to bite me. I don't know what he might do to you. You know?
Yeah.
But as far as the hockey goes, that was for somebody to say they ain't keeping up with it. That was a good guess right there, sis, on the Hurricanes. They are playing good. They just have to start playing their hardest part of their schedule towards the end of the year. Because at the beginning of the year, they were running away with people. And like Lou, I agree with Lou too, though, Kel. I remember the year that we had Rod Langway, and I mean, we had a dynamite team. And we was just running away with our division. As soon as we got into the Stanley Cup, the Rangers blew us out. And we never recovered. They beat us like 4-1. And this was like 78 or 79, something like that. But we had a dynamite team because they were talking about the Bullets winning the title and us winning the title in the same year that year. And
That was 78. You're right. Exactly 78. But like I say, that's the New York teams, you know?
That was a New York team. That's right. You can't. So, you know, you gotta give it a minute right now because hockey is an attrition sport. You don't know who's going to be in there when the playoffs start.
True. Very true. And that metropolitan division, it reminds me of the NFC East. Well, NFC football altogether, because in the NFC, we beat the heck out of each other. We beat each other down. Every game, somebody comes out with injury to key players, and by the time they go for the championship, you like, okay, like the Eagles this year. Everybody is saying, no, the fix was in and this and that and the third. That Eagles team looked nothing like the regular season Eagles team, you know, until, you know, they came against Washington that one time and lost. But still, they were a dynamite team all season and got in the Super Bowl and laid two eggs, you know. So I feel what
they
you're
got
saying.
The wrong trip.
They definitely did. Go ahead,
I normally don't go in and Tang and Teresa tell you, I normally don't go for the conspiracy theory, but for this Super Bowl, I have to go with it. I mean, you got two key plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of them, Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball when they're on the roll about to go down and make it three score lead. He fumbles the ball, a two score lead. He fumbles the ball. They tie it up. Then he throws a perfect pass that the guy takes two steps in bounds, goes out of bounds, and falls and the ball and loses the ball. And they call it no catch.
Yep.
That was bull crap. Yeah. But anyway, I know we ain't there yet, though. I'm gonna let it go.
But no,
I have to go with him on this.
Those are great points.
Right.
You know, because
What about their defense not playing up to par?
I went back again and watched that catch, no catch. That was a catch all day. That was a catch
all day.
Now, they told him,
listen, it's not your time yet. You ain't put enough time in, right? So you're going to have to make – you're not winning. They told him that from the beginning. They told him.
Well, please, can I say this, though?
Yeah, you can say so.
But Patrick, okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing.
Okay.
But they didn't say that what's that boy name? Mahomes. They didn't say that to him because he got in his first 2 years.
Listen,
you know why they didn't say it?
They want him to be the face.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's a different.
They want him
tone.
To take over Tom Brady's
you know
spot.
What I mean?
There we go.
There's a group back in the 70s made this song called Love Jones. The name of the group was The Brighter Side of Darkness.
I can't
leave it at that.
I know. But you totally right though, because you know, Jesse, I don't think he got hit that hard to fumble that ball, because it was like, you fumbled it in that position, and you done carry the ball in tighter positions like that, and you used to holding on to that ball like that, and it's just so often they can't even score it after that.
I'm gonna say this on that fumble. He wasn't carrying a football. He was carrying a loaf of bread. And I was like, yo, what? Why are you not securing the ball? You going to mess around and fumble? And he showed up fumble. As soon as I said, you going to fumble, he fumbled the ball. It was the way he was thinking. That right there, all season, we're talking about one of the most secure-handed quarterbacks in the league, fumbled the ball like that. current a loaf of bread.
Thank you.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Cuzzo. What's up, Dirk?
Hey, Dirk.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on, man?
What's up, D?
We've been chilling too much, man.
Another day on the book.
I'm
just sitting here listening to y'all, man. Y'all talking about hockey and all that. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't really a big hockey dude. I just started really watching because I be sports betting. Keeping up with a little bit of the teams and stuff like that. But Boston Bruins, the Bruins, man, they've been strong all year, man. I've been hitting them on my parlay. Now some other teams might not cover, but the Bruins, man, they've been covering all year, man. That's the safest bet in all sports right now is the Boston Bruins, man. That's the safest bet.
Mm.
You can put what you want on them. That's been like the safest bet, man. The Capitals was playing well. They was playing well the early part of the season, man, and then they fell off, and then just like y'all said, when Ovi left, they seemed like they haven't really been able to recover from that, man. Yeah.
But you know what, Devo, what you just said put my mind somewhere else with the Bruins. Because they have been dominant all season long, you can see a situation where when it comes to the playoffs, they'll be cut off because everybody's expecting. The Bruins have been a sure thing all season, and everybody's expecting them to take it all. And the way sport is written out more so than played out these days, hey, we might see another team hoisting that trophy. Come to think, now you say it like that.
Man, it all depends on where the money's going, man. I'm telling you, man. I try not to believe, man, that sports is fixed because I love sports too much, man. I love sports too much to believe that even with what was the running back, Foster, that came out and said that the NFL was fixed. They gave them a script and they knew what was going to happen.
He wasn't the only one that came out. It was about four or five of them came out and said the same thing.
Yeah, man, because
but the thing about that, Tree, the only four or five that came out and said that, they all happened to be on a losing team.
But listen,
I mean, does that?
It don't matter what losing team they on. They telling the truth. Some of them was quarterback. Well, some of them was running back. They speaking their truth. So
man, Vegas, and the mob and all these people that's involved.
All of it is real,
man. It's a lot, man. It's a lot to when I saw. Did y'all see the movie Showtime with the Lakers? Did y'all see?
Yeah.
Did y'all
see,
I think it was on HBO Max. I never knew that what was the dude from LLV? Tarkanian, they called him the Shark down there, UNLV. He actually was supposed to be the coach of the Lakers before Pat Riley got there. But the mob didn't want him to leave, and he ended up killed his friend and made him stay there because they was involved. They was cheating on the games, man. They was throwing the game. It's a lot of money involved in Vegas, man. Like my man say, man, you just got to make sure you're on the right side of the fence. Because if you look at the numbers and how it changed, man, wherever the money is going, if more money is leaning towards, let's just say, Kansas City, if more money is leaning towards Kansas City, then the safe bet is to take the opposite. Vegas is going to make sure, if all that money going that way, they're going to make sure that other team wins or not cover. Even if Kansas City wins, they might have them not cover the spread if the spread is Kansas City -3 or -4.
Yep.
They're going to make sure. Yep. Yeah, they're going to make sure they don't cover, but they're going to let them win, but they're going to make sure they don't cover, man. And that's how they get everybody money, man.
That's how they win. That's how they win.
Yeah.
They went twice. They went twice.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to believe the script. They passing out scripts and all that. I don't want to believe that, man.
Yeah, I don't want to believe that either.
Just like we used to believe wrestling was real. I know I did when I was young.
I never believed wrestling was
you know,
real.
I did. When I was a little kid, I'm with you, bro.
Man.
I thought it for real.
Never.
It was my heroes.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Back in.
Until I got older.
Back
I loved
in.
It because it wasn't
Superfly,
real.
Superfly,
and they came out
Dennis
and told
Smith
you it was real. They had
Mr. Wrestling.
Junkyard
look, Floyd Patterson. I just knew wrestling was real.
Hacksaw Jim.
Y'all remember ST? Y'all remember ST?
Yeah.
Every fight, but he lost every match.
Right.
He never won.
Never.
Rocky Johnson, Tony Atlas.
But you can't tell me. You fight all them fights. You ain't win one time. I mean,
not
like
one
time. Like, come on, dog. This the fish was in. I mean, you had to.
Hey, all we cared about was the main event guy. That was it. Long as the main event guy won.
That's true.
When I saw Bama getting hit with chairs and coming back the next day, and still fighting, I was like, hold on now. Wait a minute, man. And the British Bulldogs, I used to love the British Bulldogs. And they would use chairs and tables and everything. And people would come right back from it as if it was nothing. I was like, come on, y'all. How can you?
You wonder where the blood come from?
Yeah, you know
all the cuts, all the blood. But seeing them for me as a kid was like seeing the Harlem Globetrotters as a kid. I didn't care then as a 10-year-old kid. I didn't care that it wasn't real. I wasn't even thinking like that. I just saw the stars that I've been seeing on TV, you know?
Right.
Once you got older, you're like, man, you can't cut somebody every week. It ain't got no scar on their face. I'm still trying to heal from the big lip Terry gave me 2 weeks ago.
What?
Come on,
man. Hey, look. My big toe still hurts from riding the bike in the flip-flop and getting caught on the cement and peel the head of my toe off. That don't still hurt. How are these babies
still hurt?
Cut? Yeah, how they get cut and everything is all right the very next week? Nah, man.
Right.
Nah, man.
Right.
But you know what? Wrestling was such a big catch and entertaining that it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It's right.
But when we're talking about basketball, football, baseball, hockey, those are sports that we take a little more serious. So we don't want to believe that there's a script. We don't want to believe that everything is being led to be that way. But then when I look at that Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl, when they chose to throw the pass instead of run with Marshawn Lynch, I was like, hold on, y'all.
They didn't want him to be the MVP because they knew he wasn't going to talk to the media.
Exactly. Come on, bro. Talk to me. Yes. Come on now.
They didn't want him to talk, man. And it's so crazy. He been running the ball all the way down the field, man. How you not going to run this, man? You're trying to win the Super Bowl, man. We deal with all that.
Exactly.
Later. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what
it
was about, man. They knew that Beast Mode was not going to talk to the media. They didn't want him to be the MVP, so they went as far as throwing a pass. What was they on, like the 5 yard, what, like the 2 yard line?
No, they were on the one. They were on the one.
They was on the one.
They were on the one.
Okay, yeah.
But it don't matter, sis. Either way, you're right, sis. It don't matter. They should have ran the ball. He took it. He the one that got him to the 1 yard line. He got him to the 1 yard line.
Russell Wilson should have ran that in.
Yeah, but they definitely could.
Come on, dog.
They definitely could have been there.
They definitely wanted
Get
him to be the face of it, and he was the go pick to go with the child. I mean, he had won one before. He won one that year before, so he was like they doing Mahomes now, you know. But now
exactly.
He done fell out of grace. He done fell out of grace now,
right, right.
You know. So
right.
So now it's Mahomes. It's his turn. Brady's gold, so now it's Mahomes. You know,
To Marshawn Lynch credit. I'm sorry, KT, and I apologize. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
To Marshawn Lynch credit, he said, to hell with y'all. I don't need to take this from y'all. I can get out of here and make my own money. I'm not going to kiss y'all's butt. You know, and he got the hell away from him. Because he knew they were trying to keep this guy quiet. For why? Because he didn't want to wear your brand all the time, and he wanted to show his own? It's a free market out here.
True.
Right.
And just like Kaepernick, I'm just going to say this, and I know we ain't no football, but I'm just going to say this. When we went, right, to the Super Bowl, and we could have won the Super Bowl, how are we going to let a 13-point lead go and Mahomes come back and beat us? And I'm like, what? We've been winning this game the whole game, and then y'all calling all these dumb plays and all these errors on us and all this. Scripted. Right then, that's when I knew it. Well, I knew it with the Seattle, but that's just solidified it with me.
Well, that's what y'all coach used to doing. You remember when he was with the Falcons and the Super Bowl, and they let Brady come back. They were punishing. When he was coaching with Atlanta, man, Atlanta had them the whole game.
Yeah. 20 something point lead, didn't it?
Come back, man. It's like, that's what he do. I mean, he take his foot off the gas, or I don't know, man. I know I was on the Super Bowl cruise.
They make him take that foot off the gas, because ain't no way taking your foot off the gas like that. No way.
I was at a Super Bowl cruise that year when Atlanta was playing playing the Brady and them in New England. And majority of the party, the fans was there for Atlanta. Man, when they came back, man, cleared the whole party. It wasn't even no party.
I know that's right.
The DJ shut down, man, messed the whole party, man. Hey, look, man, them country girls from Atlanta, man, they was about to party in there, man. And they let Brady and them walk them down like that in the second half, man. That was crazy, man. But that's what y'all coach do, man. That's what he do, man. Shanahan. That's Shanahan.
But it's Shanahan. For some reason, they got it out for him. But it's all in who he playing too. It seems like it's all in who we end up playing. Mahomes. Look at Brady. Mahomes. Brady was the face of everything back then. He was the face of everything. You think they was gonna let him win? Not win? Yeah, right. And then We get Patrick Mahomes, because he coming in, he's taking over. So boom, now we got to let him win. Like, man, get out of here.
Yeah, and I ain't crying over spilled milk, but y'all know, sis, I know you remember all the trickery they did to us when we had to go up there and play them for championship games to go to the Super Bowl.
You know,
all the crap they did to us, man. Forget Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad he is finally retired.
I'm so glad he's
finally retired. And I, for one, hate the fact that this type of foolishness goes on with any sport. I hate the fact, you know. I see them now. You go on latest NBA news. And all they're talking about is the Lakers getting strong, new look Lakers, Lakers this, Lakers that. And I'm like, you know, first of all, Anthony Davis is still the same dude that y'all was saying cannot be relied upon. He's the same guy that when the lights get brighter, he's going to fold. But this new look Lakers team, I'm telling you, they're controlling their play-in destiny. And I'm like, man, you know what? This makes me hate the play-in. It truly makes me hate the play-in because seasons before, you got in the playoffs because you deserved to be there. Your record said so. But now, I'm telling you, now that we are in that everyone receives a trophy, you know, they changed up everything. Everything. And, you know I've told y'all this, but I remember when I was a coach in the little league and my team didn't win. And the announcers wanted to call them up and give them a trophy anyway. The same trophy that the team that just won received. And I was like, why are you giving my team trophies? They didn't do anything. They didn't accomplish anything. Matter of fact, they played the worst game that they played all season. Well, you got to give them something for their effort in making it. You got to give them something for the effort they put up for making it. Yeah, I did all season. Them little Bammers had a pizza party. Them little Bammers got ribbons from the coaching staff. So they've already been rewarded. The trophies are for the teams who win the championship. And I had a lot of – and I'm going to say this. I had a lot of female parents who were upset at me. And a bunch of them called for my job. Because I said, no, I'm not going to give them trophies. They don't deserve trophies. They didn't win. You get a trophy when you win. They didn't win. Well, we got to reward them for their effort. They've been rewarded all season. Hey,
you take them home and take them and give them whatever trophy you want to, but right here, they are not getting a trophy, ma'am. Have a seat, please.
Yeah, just because their coach didn't know how to coach you to the win, don't mean you still supposed to get a trophy. Get your coach butt in the parking lot.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Meet your coach in the parking lot if you're feeling froggish, because I'm good at jumping. Let's go to Brother Tay.
Bunch of 10-year-olds beat your booty.
What's up, Tay?
I ain't worried about that.
Carol's Corner family. How y'all doing today? What's up, Corner crew? I'm just getting on here, and I hear y'all talking. I'm trying to catch up with y'all talking about, y'all, because I heard y'all went from Marshawn Lynch
everything.
To the basketball.
Okay.
Yeah,
everything.
We talk about everything.
Just jump in wherever you can.
Yeah, that's what you normally do, man.
That.
Say I agree with everybody.
Just go ahead and say it. Get over it.
I can't agree with everybody.
Say you agree with everybody.
I can't because I ain't
okay,
hearing right, that.
Okay,
all right.
My bad.
Where to go.
Well,
say
down,
you agree
bro.
With 57.
We,
just say that.
We're talking about the fixing for the football. We just were talking
about
the football.
Y'all know about the fixing for basketball because what y'all just said, they want the Lakers to be in there. They can't have the Lakers not in the NBA finals. I mean, NBA playoffs 2 years in a row.
Two years in a row.
I'm going to tell you now. I know y'all did what he did to himself and they made sure they got him up out of there so they can fall. Even if they're in there, they're not going to go nowhere. And now, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw KD, I looked at that today because my brother called me. He was like, man, you see why KD gone? I said, God, I just thought he was all right. He got right back up.
No, he twisted that
ankle. Man, I did that thing, man. Hey, man, ain't no way he gone for the whole year now.
Yeah.
Gone for the whole year. It's a script.
Well, when did they say he was gone for the whole year?
They said it right up after the game. After the game, they announced today that he'd be gone for the year. But, Tank, all that is the new excuse to get him rest for the playoffs. What? He's going to have a miraculous comeback. Soon we're going to see reports the injury wasn't as bad as they thought it was. That's what we're going to see very soon.
I can agree with that.
They're saying Zion, they might as well just sit him down because he got two more weeks.
He's gone too. He already said Zion too. But what I was saying was, reason why I was saying that is because not only are they sitting everybody down, but like I know the Lakers going to probably get into one of the play-in games. But when they get into one of the play-in games, they're going to still play one of the top one, two, or three people, and they just making it a little bit more easier for them guys.
The Lakers are number
if
nine,
Durant
y'all.
Not in there, whoever one, two, and three, if Ja Morant not in there, if Kevin Durant not in there, they just want to make it so the series can look a whole lot better because they do not want no sweep in the first series.
Oh, yeah, because Ja Morant was going to take it to
the Lakers.
They cut it down, though. It ain't 50.
I think it's four more games. They cut that down from 50 because he was not guilty. They didn't take the charges in Denver. So it's not the whole 50.
I mean, you got to catch him with the date in his hand. Like, just because he's seen on the TV with it, so what?
Somebody could have gave it to him, you don't know, but it's just the demeanor that he displayed, just the persona and his, what he's displaying though. But like, I think that he got the message though, for sure.
Oh yeah, I agree with you on that. He definitely got the message. And I'm glad he got the message. He's supposed to. He has to wise up off of that. You don't want to mess that money up.
Right.
Before he got the memo. Yeah. And like you said, if his mom and dad can tell him about the memo, somebody did it. I'm glad somebody told him if he didn't do it himself.
Now, what's his suspension?
They still won't
go
win the title anyway.
What's his suspension with or without?
In there, though.
Neither them or Phoenix. Phoenix can't win the title either. They're weak. After their starting five, they're weak. They gave up all their young players to get Kevin Durant. And then them guys in New Jersey balling out right now. Whether they go to the playoffs or not, I don't know. But they balling out in New Jersey. And I don't think the Suns can make it through three series to get to the championship. They don't have it. I look for a team like Denver or Sacramento to come out of there and play for the Western title. But I don't think Phoenix is going to be the one that's going to be playing for it. That's just the way I don't think they're holding up.
If Kevin Durant out there, I agree with you. I can guarantee you one thing. They not letting Sacramento get in there. They might be in there, but they're definitely not going to be in the finals.
They need a healthy Kevin Durant. They need a healthy Kevin Durant.
Exactly.
If they don't let Sacramento there, it's because of what Sis always say.
It ain't your turn yet. That's the only reason why Sacramento got a good team.
Yes, they do. I asked a question and I didn't hear the answer.
I didn't hear the response to this question. Was Ja Morant's suspension with or without pay?
I don't know.
They didn't say, right?
Yeah. I didn't hear that. So that means with pay.
That means with pay. If Danny said, that means it's with pay. I guarantee you.
And now
he took sick leave.
Now I'm wondering if the psychiatrist was mandated or was that his own move? That was on his own.
It's better if you go on your own. Because if you go on your own, that says you're seeking help and ain't nothing they can do to you because you seek the help. But if they offer you help and you turn it down, then they can come after you.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
All right, y'all. Let me say this real quick.
They said technically we're talking about Ja Morant. He's not suspended now. It says he's on a leave of absence because he checked himself in. So he's not suspended. See what I'm saying? That's why I'm telling you, that boy's gonna be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
Whoever's on his team is smart. They told him, hey,
they
man, you better get
– okay.
Yep, you better go on and get in there and ask for help before they send you somewhere. Because if they send you somewhere,
yep,
they're going to try to mess with you. So they did the right thing.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Okay.
So you know he's getting paid, right?
Yeah. He still got to be getting paid if he volunteers.
Yeah, you're right.
The time, he still has to be getting paid. So, okay.
That's right.
All right, y'all. The East and West power rankings goes as follows. The Bucks, 46-18. Celtics, 45-20. 76ers, 41-22. Cavaliers, 40-26. The Knicks, 39-27. The Wizards are number 10 at 30-35 because they lost last
31
night.
31-35.
31-35, excuse me. Right, correct. And the Bulls are number 12 at 29-36.
We number 11, sir.
Okay, y'all number 11
at
now. 30 okay.
And 36.
Okay, yeah. Well, all this
tell
from,
them about
from,
that.
anyway, all this is from Tuesday when we didn't get a chance to bring it out. So they may have up their scores or losses by now, okay? In the West is the Denver Nuggets at 45-19, the Grizzlies at 38-25.
You one game behind on everything, Kale. You one game behind on everything. You one game behind.
Well, I'm one day behind. One day behind.
Okay.
So read it off.
Okay,
you
right.
Read it off.
Okay,
read
so the Nuggets. The Nuggets at number one, they are 46-20. The Sacramento Kings are 38-26. The Grizzlies are 38-26. The Phoenix Suns are 37-29. The Warriors are 34-32. And the Clippers are 35-33. The Timberwolves are 34-33. The Dallas Mavericks are 34-33. Number nine, Lakers are 32-34, and the Pelicans are 32-34.
He won't write about nothing. I got to erase all of this stuff. He won't write about nothing.
You know you can't. You
That's
know
my whole
you can't
paperwork
write that
up.
Fast. You can't write that fast, boy. Be quiet.
Oh my goodness.
We know you can't write that fast. But with all that being said, the Bucks and the Celtics, they are a very interesting matchup to watch here because they just volleyballing back and forth. And I don't know why. They're two games back now. I see the Bucks representing the East. When you look at that team that they have assembled now, And what we always say, with a bench, the Bucks, they don't just have starters for you. They come in with a bench as well. Crowder, excellent.
Showing up.
Yes. And I'm not talking about just two-pointers. Crowder hitting threes for the Bucks. So, hey, listen. I'm trying to tell you, man, them Bucks for right now, as we stand, my pick is going with the Bucks. It's going with the Bucks because not only do they have the best record in the East, but they had the best record in the West as well for over the Western competition. So, hey, it's the Bucks championship to lose. I'll say that. It's the Bucks championship to lose. Therese, what say you?
They picked the Bucks. I picked the Bucks from the jump. I had said them Bucks was even when they was behind it, and everybody was like, the Celtics holding fast, they holding strong, they got the number one. I was like, okay, but watch them Bucks. They gonna show you what they made of, because they've been making move after move. Middleton. Even Carter has been showing up. The little short guy, Carter, with the bald head, he's been really showing up as well. I'm
he gave my Wizards fit the other night. He gave the Wizards fit. I mean, Giannis wasn't even in the game, and this boy mm-hmm. was like, yeah, it's my team now. Seriously.
Okay.
That's one of the main ones, Proviso East.
Yeah.
We raised that boy since he was a youngin'. At the gym Saturday morning at the boys' club recreation gym. His father named Leroy. He got another cousin that's gonna be coming up, named Keith. Keith Jr. Look out for him.
What school he go to?
He go to Valparaiso. I want to say Valparaiso. Carter went to West Virginia. You know, like I say, he went to same school, Doc Rivers. We all went to Proviso East and stuff. And, they're raising since he was a shorty. So, yeah, he's rugged like that. And he can do more than what they pretty much, you know, was assigning him to do. Defense and just sticking that jumper, you know. So, but, yeah, like I say, he's coming through. Yeah, I think Milwaukee would have won it last year if they had to stay healthy, if Middleton would have been healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Three-peat.
Yeah.
They'd have been doing a three-peat right now.
You know? And with any team, I think it's a matter of who goes in there healthy. When the playoffs starts, who's healthy and who stay healthy. You know?
Right.
That's going to be the key.
Yeah. All right.
You know what, man? I don't know what's going on. I changed my Marlboros, but everything Ted been saying here for the last 2 weeks been making sense to me.
Shut up, Sidney Stavis. You changed your Marlboros.
Do I post it? I appreciate that, or like you say, I don't know what to say.
Let's just ride with it, Ted. Let's just ride with it, baby.
Well, it's in your ears more, you know.
It's working.
That's what's up. Y'all Bama getting all kumbaya or Kill Corley. That's what's up. This man was saying he changed his Marlboros. All right. Well, you tell your doctor. We like 57 on this brand of Marlboro.
that red pack
had you seeing red. So keep smoking the light.
Yeah, y'all are crazy, man.
That's what's up.
I like what Ted said though. It's who going into the playoffs on a healthy basis, you know, and who can stay healthy while they're in it, you know, and who got the best bench going into the playoffs? You know, you need that support.
Yeah, that's it.
So many times we see coaches only use the same players, and it's like you can see this man is exhausted. He can't give you 100% right now. Put somebody else in there, man.
That's when they make mistakes, when they tired. You know, they throw the ball away or either they foul. You know, so give them 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of mistakes, you know, Bradley Beal burnt me up last night, y'all. He burnt me up. I mean, in the most crucial junction of the game, he reverted back to this guy throwing turnovers, missing layups, point-blank layups right under the basket. And I'm like, all we need is two points. All we need is two. And they give Brad the ball. And you know what? My hat's off to Avia and Kisper. Because those boys have brought cutting to the basket to this Wizards team. You see everybody else stand around watching, and Kisper cutting to the basket. Avia cutting to the basket. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like everybody knows Bill's going to have his hands on the ball. What are you guys going to do? You can't turn into spectators. You cannot turn into spectators. That game was a game last night that we should have won. We really should have won that game. But we lost because of the turnovers at the end and the missed shots. And you only need 2 points. Why in the ham sandwich is everybody throwing up threes? Come on, man. Stop with the threes. Enough with that. Listen, some nights it's your night to bang those threes. Not every night, though. It's not an every night thing. Now, I got an idea just ran through my head, guys, and I want to know how you guys feel about this.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I miss Lady T's pick. I really do. So, would you guys be up for a Lady T's pick once the NBA playoffs start? Would you guys be with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Okay, cricket. I never thought Tails Corner would get crickets. We got cricket.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, okay. Well, I guess.
And it's still cricket.
It's still cricket. I guess it's just you and me, T.
It's just me and you, bro. It's just me and
you.
You
know?
What are we
I'm
picking?
All in.
What
I'm
are you saying? But Tail, what are we picking? The playoffs, the teams, matchups, or? When it gets down to the, I mean, yeah, what are we picking? Explain that more.
The team that's winning. The team that you feel is going to win, we're going to go by series instead of individual games. We'll go by the series, and we'll pick the team that's going to win each series. And so on all the way down to the finals, and then we'll come up with, as usual, you guys know, we'll come up with a new format for the finals. But for the playoffs,
you have a bracket. You have a bracket like they have.
Yeah. It'll be just like a bracket.
Okay.
So you guys on board, or you know, you rather not?
I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in.
I'm in.
All right, we got no damn shame.
Come on, 57.
I'm trying my best not to get involved in this. Oh, Lord.
Everybody,
come on,
why not?
You don't know basketball?
I got to go. Okay, here we go with that damn.
Everybody in.
But.
No, it ain't baseball.
I'm in. I see. There we go. Ted, we was doing good, man. We was doing fine. You had to hit me with that one.
I'm trying to get your push to join.
Okay.
I'm gonna get in. I'm in.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna make it fun, yeah. We're gonna make it fun. And like you said. We're going to do it like Ted said, rather. We're going to do it bracket style, you know.
Like the NCAA.
Yeah, make it like the March Madness bracket. We're going to know all the teams.
Yeah.
It just ain't going to be 1,000 teams. That's all. It's just going to be 8.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
You got the team playing.
Right.
My
right.
Betty
don't
said
she's
too.
Man.
Don't leave her out.
That's what's up. I tell Mom she was counting before she even said it. I knew she was a part of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Money said you were counting already. You already in.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one.
Can I give y'all breaking news right quick? Wait till you come back.
Go ahead.
Patrick Ewing has been released as Georgetown coach.
Thank you.
Good news. Good news.
Very good news.
Retired.
Did they get somebody else coming in yet?
No. He was leased.
Oh.
Yeah, they said it this morning, but I
ain't know if it's going to be true.
Me either. I didn't know if it happened, but I heard it this morning about 8:15 that they might let him go. But I ain't say anything because I hadn't heard anything else. I thought I was dreaming.
Yeah, okay.
Now he thought he was dreaming.
Dreams do come true.
I cannot with 57.
Yep. Boy. I love Patrick, but He just wasn't the, he wasn't the guy. He just wasn't the guy.
Yeah, he wasn't.
That's all.
He wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
He really wasn't.
I wish I could say good job, but I can't. You know, I wish you luck in whatever your future pursuits may be. But the coaching Georgetown just wasn't for you, bro. Just wasn't for you.
You
know,
need to go back to the NBA and be assistant.
Yeah, he'd be back in the NBA.
That's cool.
Plus, man, he a millionaire. He a millionaire. Yeah. What he lose? He a millionaire. He fine.
And if they released him, they had to give him his outgoing. If they released him, they had to give him the outgoing pay from his contract. So 57 is absolutely correct.
Seven.
He fine.
Seven.
He good. Yeah. Seven.
Yep.
Right.
And at one point back in the 90s, Patrick Ewing was the highest paid athlete in any sport in the country. He was making more money than anybody.
Wow.
So he done made his money.
Okay. Well, I really don't feel bad for him now. Go on, kick rocks. Go on, get.
Yeah, kick some rocks. Yep, get.
That's what's up. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Not kick rocks.
High energy, flowing with the wisdom. Sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style. So I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning. And I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor. Beating to the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular. More than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read C equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist I won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's a formula.
It's the formula. All right.
That was on point right there, big bro. I haven't heard that in golly.
Man, you took the words out of my mouth.
And we'll own
you
the right
the words out of my mouth, boy. I ain't heard that in
we
minute, man.
Like she said, we do not own the right to the music, but the boogie is all ours. Yeah, talk about. All right. Top 12 cornerbacks in this year's combine, Christian Gonzalez from Oregon, 6'1½, 197 pounds, ran his 40 in 4.38 seconds. Brian Branch from Alabama, 6 foot even, 190 pounds, 4.58 40. Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State, 6'1". 166 pounds, 4.35 40. I'm getting it. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Clark Phillips from Utah, 5'9", 184 pounds, 4.51 40 times. Joaquin Bennett, Maryland, 5'11", 188 pounds, 4.30 40. All right, Marlon, I see you. Traverse Hodges, Tomlinson, TCU, 5'8", 178 pounds, 4.41. And the best 40 time, DJ Turner, Michigan, 5'11 and a quarter, 178 pounds, 4.26 40. Joey Porter Jr., Penn State, 6'2½, 193 pounds, 4.46 40. Deion Banks from Maryland, 6 feet even, 197 pounds, 4.35 40. Kalik Ringo, Georgia, 6'2, 207 pounds, 4.36 40. Tyreek Stevenson, Miami, 6 feet even, 198 pounds, 4.4540. And then the last, Julius Brett, Kansas State, 6'3", 198 pounds, 4.5340. Now, that's 12 cornerbacks that I just named. Anybody hunting, anybody hunting and wanting a cornerback, this draft is loaded. This draft is loaded. And that's just the top 12 guys there. That's just the top 12 guys there. So, you know, hey, you need a corner, this going to be the draft to get it. And I don't see a whole lot of moving up and shuffling and everything to get these players, because some of these guys are going to fall to the second round. I truly see that. I truly see that.
Right where we're waiting to pick them up.
Okay. Come on down. We're the next contestant. Come on down here.
Yep, sitting right there waiting.
They said that boy DJ Turner, when they described him, they said he ran a blistering 4.26. I'm like, okay, blistering.
Blistering.
That's like Deion Sanders speed right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, y'all. Time for Brother Ted. Brother Ted, you ready for it?
Come on in here, Ted.
Yeah.
What's Chicago doing?
Yeah, we trying to hear about them beds. What them beds doing?
Man, we trying to decide what we doing. We got a lot. We got we got eight picks, man. Eight picks as of now, officially. You know what I mean? We got first round, as y'all know, the first number one overall pick. We got second round pick. We got third round. That second round came from we got second round. That's number 55 from the Ravens for the Raquan Smith. Okay, but we sent that to Pittsburgh for that Claypool guy. So Pittsburgh gonna get that from us. But I guess we have the first, second. That's what we're doing, our second. And we got the third, number 65 pick. We got 2 fourths. We got a fourth from the Eagles on that Robert Quinn trade. We got fifth pick from the Ravens that was included in that Roquan Smith trade. We have no sixth round pick, but we got a seventh. So we're trying to see what Poe's going to do. They got a lot of options, man. They keep throwing out that number one pick. Somebody they're going to trade it. Somebody they might keep it or whatever. But like I say, it's fluctuating. It's changing every hour until we get up to that draft. You know, they dangling that carrot out there to people and trying to see who's going to bite. You know, and I'm hoping they keep their poker game, their poker face on, and not letting that slip and mess up. You know, and because we're in a great position. So hoping they do the right thing and surround him with some offensive line. We need some we need some defense, and we need some cornerbacks. Okay. We need some receivers. So we could do that. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What are y'all gonna do with Justin Fields? Because they saying he needs some more work, and what are y'all gonna get a quarterback, or y'all gonna work with him?
Yeah, they're going to keep him, but they're not letting their hand out and showing people. They just, you know, telling people it's a possibility. They're going to trade them this and that. They just playing the game, you know.
Okay.
But they'd be a fool if they would, because they'd really be really starting all over again.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
I mean, he's there with the system, and he got the locker room, and the boy go hard. He can't do nothing but improve. You know, and so I think you keep him and trade that one, or you know, and get you some more picks. Like I said, because that defensive tackle from Georgia messed us up. You know, we was looking to get him at fourth. You know, but with his situation, with the car incident, you know, so we don't know. We might move down to nine, you know, or seven. So That's way up in the air.
Gotcha. Okay.
What would you say is the weakest group of your team right now? Offensive line. I pretty much know about the receiver situation. But I think that y'all need to build from the offensive line first, because you can have all the receivers in the world, but if you don't have anybody protecting that young man, then what's the purpose of receivers?
You got to give them time. I agree. I totally agree. I guess that we do need offensive line. And so they was looking at Kansas City. When they getting rid of Brown, Orlando Brown, but then I think they resigned him or what have you. But I heard that for a minute, but that was a couple of days ago. You know, but then I heard 57 mentioned Orlando Brown for something else too. So we got a lot of options. They like to say we got a lot of free agents. So we don't know until that draft time come and they decide about what these free agents want to do and this and that. We got a lot of things to play with, man. We got some cards, man. We got a good hand, but we got to play it right. We can't do nothing
right.
Stupid. You know.
Is it okay for me to say something to Ted? Ask Ted a question. Or say
something.
Hey Ted, first of all, thank you for that draft pick that you gave us, because we're going to use that to get that boy Calajay Yancey, the offensive lineman rookie. I can't remember what school he comes from right now, but he's the top lineman in his second round. That's what we're going to use that pick for. And so thank you very much for that. But I also heard that your boy Carter from Georgia done dropped down. He's gone. He's going to be most likely now that y'all not going to get him. He's probably going to end up with the Houston Texans, you know. But before all this stuff happened, y'all really did want him. Y'all really did want him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
the
Metro
Ryan's going to get
him. Who?
Our defensive coordinator went to Texas for the head coaching position, remember? So they're going to get him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And Houston trying to get Garoppolo, I heard.
Yep, they are.
Oh boy.
I don't think Garoppolo. Here's another year. I don't think he's gonna leave San Francisco.
No, he's going this year.
I don't think
there's
so
too
either.
Many teams.
I don't think so
back.
Either.
Yep. Purdy is hurt. He having Tommy John surgery. Tommy John surgery gonna take you about a year to recover. You're not gonna be back this year.
Nope, and Trey Lance ain't
you're not
going to
be. Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's what they've been talking about all day. Trey Lance ain't all there. So they might end up keeping, unless they get Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, they probably going to end up keeping Garoppolo.
Yeah, y'all want to hear what Mom Betty got
to say?
Yep.
Mom Betty threw it out there. She said, I think the Ravens need to trade Lamar for some first-round picks and pay our second-string quarterback more money. He did great until the last game. I think he learned his lesson not to hold the ball up that high again.
I like that.
Well, I like that. The announcement came out that Washington is not one of the teams after After Lamar, so I'm blown to the bone. I'm absolutely blown to the bone. Because Debo and I discussed this, and that's what he said. He's too much. But I'm looking at it like he's a franchise quarterback. And you don't have to worry about that. And when you're a team without a franchise quarterback, what amount is too much to pay? Seriously.
But, okay, so let
you
me tell you this,
that.
Okay. Let me say this to you. Okay, y'all give him that money right now, right? Y'all give him all that money right now. 4 years, he's going to want more.
He's going to want
y'all
more.
Y'all ain't going to have it.
He's going to want more.
Y'all ain't going to have it.
And in the process, like you just said, you didn't get anybody else to build around it. You didn't get any more defensive players. You ain't got no more money to spend because you spent it all on this one guy.
And see, that's why the owner's trying not to give in to that, because that one owner messed it up for them. So they trying not to, they trying to play hardball, and they say, man, dude, we ain't finna do like this dummy did, and we trying to try to get it back down, you know, to where it's affordable for us, you know.
But that ain't never been the Baltimore Ravens motto,
you know.
My bad, I'm sorry. But that ain't never been their motto to spend money like that on no quarterback. They never did it.
Yeah.
Not fully guaranteed that much money like you say.
The high-paid quarterback with Baltimore was Joe Flacco.
And think about this, Kale. Lamar Jackson hasn't done any more for you than Joe Flacco did. Matter of fact, Flacco took you to a Super Bowl, two of them. Lamar Jackson hasn't even got you out of the first round of the playoffs yet, and he stays hurt. You got to look at all of those things, man. I know we said he's a franchise guy, but this guy by himself has given you nothing. That got to be looked at.
Mom Betty said, let Washington have him. They need him more than we do.
There you go. That's too much money to spend.
Tell my Betty that's hate. That sounds like hate right there. I just want her to know that. My Betty, that's hate. You bigger than that. You bigger than that. That's hate. That's hate. And actually, I don't think our young quarterback, Howell, is a bad quarterback. I think this young boy get with Eric Bieniemy and who's that? I think the young boy could get with Eric Bieniemy, and Eric is going to bring out the quality that is in his game. So while I want Lamar Jackson, I agree with you guys. It's going to cost more money than.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Dennis worth, because Lamar is worth his money. But I do believe that you make that move, it stunts your growth as a team. It'll stunt the growth of the team.
I think teams like myself, like the 49ers, because we already have everything, majority of the things that we need, teams that's already like built to go to the playoffs should get him.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm not saying
yeah.
for 1 minute that I'll take him. I mean, hey, but if he come, he come. I ain't nothing I can do about it because I don't pay nobody's, you know, salary. I just support the team. But
so you don't think Washington is built? You don't think Washington as a symbol can go to the playoffs? Why not?
I mean, I'm saying, I said the
this
Super Bowl.
This is not the comedy hour.
I said the Super Bowl.
Washington is not built to go to the playoffs. Excuse me, sis. I'm sorry. I couldn't help but cut across you that time.
Let's not forget that game where you came back and wanted to fire everyone after playing Washington.
Hey, Kale. Okay, we all know that. I admit to that. Yes, I did say that. But, see, I admit to my shortcomings, Kale. I go ahead and own up to mine.
And we were a referee's decision away from making the playoffs this year. We were a referee's decision away. So tell me again how Washington is not or could not be a playoff team. We were
Hold on. I didn't say you couldn't be a playoff team. I'm saying you're not going to no championships or anything just because you get Lamar Jackson. With the team that you got right now, you need some more pieces. He needs another wide receiver that you can count on and a tight end that you can count on.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, bro.
Washington has the best receiving corps in the NFC East.
Oh, Lord. Y'all got McLaurin. In the clutch, y'all got McLaurin. That's it. Who else y'all got in the clutch? They didn't show up this year.
Okay, let me tell you. First of all, in order for a receiver to show his clutch ability, there has to be a quarterback that can get him the ball. Carson Wentz was not that dude, And he showed us that where Ron Rivera didn't care about anything and put him back in the game. He showed us that. So don't say that Washington don't have enough. We do have enough, bruh. We actually do. What we did not have was a quarterback. That's what we didn't have. Howell was too young.
Yeah.
Wentz was too broken up. And Heinicke, we all know Heinicke is a feel-good story. He's a feel-good story from nothing to something. The band was about to go take his test for the bar. So he was a feel-good story.
But y'all won with Heinicke, bruh.
Exactly.
That was the coach's fault. The coach wouldn't play him because he had hate in his heart for that man.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Heinicke probably passed by the mirror every day and go, why he didn't like me, man? Why he didn't like me?
I can't with him.
The offensive coordinator and the head coach did not like him for whatever reason.
Right.
They always came with what they thought his shortcomings were every time, every interview. But Heinicke got on the field and showed them, you're lying. You are a fool if you fall for that. But for whatever reason, he fell out of grace with them. Ron Rivera wanted to prove that he was smarter than everyone else. So we're going to go with Carson. Yeah, you know what I mean? Was the debacle that was Washington. But even with all of that nonsense, we were two plays away. And the thing about it, one of the plays, we scored. The game went a touchdown, and they called it back, saying Terry McLaurin was offside. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we were far, far away from obtaining that goal. We were cheated out of it, for lack of a better term.
Y'all got caught up in a conspiracy, huh?
What did Chicago do to
Hey, Ted,
Chicago,
you know what they say about the bullfrog, bruh.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how the two voices that I'm hearing from right now, Chicago and Pittsburgh, are in way more disarray than Washington.
How contrary, my friend.
I was giving you a compliment. I was giving you like a compliment because, like you say, y'all got caught up in a conspiracy. I'm feeling that, you know, things are against y'all because of your owner, because of Snyder. They want him out of there. They don't want him to get anything. You always say that. So don't get upset with me and I was giving you a compliment along with you.
I asked you a question that you did not answer. Still, I asked you a question that you did not answer. What did Chicago do this year?
We were fine. I didn't say we were good at all.
That's all I want to do.
I ain't saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then we don't. I knew what we was looking like. Because, we was in disarray. We had new coaches, so second-year GM, but we're going to be all right this year. Check us out.
Hold on. Let me get you some music to go with them lyrics.
You okay? Y'all in disarray. Y'all ain't even know if I'm gonna have an owner. But I ain't trying to get on you, man. So let's not go that much.
At least you didn't get muted.
I am happy we don't have an owner. I am happy because that last dude, look at here, he wasn't nothing like a real owner. He was playing fantasy fantasy owner. That's what he was. He wasn't playing carrying his game day to day like a real owner does.
So let
y'all
sold
the team?
007 said, good day, everyone. Holla at y'all Tuesday. Meanwhile, come down and see the Wizards and the Hulk. Well, he said Gizzards and the Hulk, but I know he meant Wizards and the Hulk on Friday. He's at work.
Okay.
He just wanted to show his support.
That means he's in the bathroom.
You got tickets?
I don't know.
Boy.
Hey, well, I think he's gone now. He just wrote that and left. So I can't ask him. But I'm quite sure you can go on the page and ask him.
Yeah.
If he got some tickets.
Yeah.
But, Kel, you get so defensive over your team, man, you know. I mean, forgive me, Father.
Oh.
But Sugar Booger. I'm going to say that. Sugar Booger,
man. You said it. Over my team. It's my team. Yes.
Okay.
It was supposed to be,
but you got to hear it first. You got to hear it before you get to squawking. You know, like I said, I wouldn't say nothing bad about it.
You said y'all got caught up in that conspiracy theory and laughed. Did you not?
Terrible. He is terrible.
Y'all got caught
in
the conspiracy. I'm not. You gonna
and you
are
no, this man is serious. Now, okay, there goes the laugh. Because you said it the second time like you were serious with it, but now you're laughing. Okay, there goes the laugh.
Your little F
sidekick, you know what I'm saying? He ain't talking.
Oh,
wow. There ain't been nothing. There ain't been nothing since Ben left his team. There have been nothing.
He only been gone one year, Kev.
It's been one year.
After 16 years, after 18 years of him being on top, he only been gone 1 year.
It's been one
Come
good
on, bro.
Year, brother. It was a very good year. It's been a good year.
No, that's okay.
Without him. It has. You can't say that. You can't say it hasn't. It has. I don't even like your backup quarterback. I like your backup quarterback.
We don't need you to jump on our bandwagon.
They been too long. They should have gotten rid of Ben a year before they got rid of him. You know, they should have gotten rid of him a year before
producing.
That.
He was producing.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was
still
producing, though.
They couldn't get rid of him while he's producing. You don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
He was producing last year?
That was old time. They owed him that. You know what I mean? Because he had taken so many terrible hits and sacrificed himself. So they gave him old time. That's cool. I can give it that.
I understand, but I'm just saying they should have, but I understand why they didn't, you know. It was time. But like you say, you know, it was an oldie to Ben because of what he meant to the franchise and what he put in, you know. So,
let me ask y'all a question. Has anybody been following the Aaron Rodgers report? Because
I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers.
Me too. It's so funny to me how this man can say he went to a dark place. And they're all cracking jokes. He was in an hallucinogenic trance. Okay? He had taken drugs. And you guys are supporting that? You suspend a guy for what you call gambling. But you're supporting Aaron Rodgers, one of the faces of the league, in this hallucinogenic state. And once again, he's wasting everybody, including Green Bay's time, with the I don't know game. Maybe I don't know. Well, you didn't look, to be honest, he didn't look good this year. to me. I saw a lot of short, overthrown, out of sync passes, more from Aaron Rodgers than we've ever seen. And my thing is, what is the discussion, bruh? What is the discussion? Football has passed you. It has passed you.
As long as he is Aaron White, as long as he is Aaron White, I mean Aaron Rodgers, he ain't got nothing to worry about.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron White. You are, almost took me to Friday night just now. I had to catch myself.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard me?
Yeah.
Boy.
I was going to talk all over top of you while you were saying that, too. I was going to be like,
I think you should just go to the Jets, man, and go to Green Bay, go to let that boy come on in, and you go on and
green,
go your part ways, Aaron Rodgers.
He can trade one green jersey for another.
I don't know, man. I just want him to get out of our division, you know, because so he won't own us no more.
He's not the same.
No matter how bad he's been playing, he always seems to beat us.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go. We gonna beat him. We always beat him. We own him.
Yeah, y'all do have a better record against Aaron White than most people do. You're right.
See what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I keep saying the wrong name. My bad. That's for sure, Kel. He's on the mushrooms.
And nobody in the league has any problem with it at all. At all. He's promoting drug use.
So let me, Kirby is here. He said if Aaron Rodgers got paid $1 for every game, he would be overpaid. Mushroom head, egotistical, all about him. Green Bay has to be tired of his childish crap, leaving them hanging like he does. That's
real quick. Breaking news, Supersonics legend Sean Kemp has been taken and booked in an alleged drive-by shoot. Wow.
Sean Kemp?
I read that this morning. I'm just so sick and tired of talking about dummies. Like, I wasn't even going to bring it up because I'm just tired of talking about us being dumb. I'm just sick of it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what gets me? It's not often do we get a chance to get into the big money. Right. And when we get there, we throw it away. Ain't nobody asking you to kiss nobody's butt or anything to do like that. Just take your money and run and take care of your family. What is going on? Why you got to get out in the street and shoot up the place?
He ain't got no more money left.
You spent all of your early years being a productive member of society, and this is how you want to go out. This is what you go out for.
Was he really productive, though? Was he really productive? All them kids, unwed moms, different moms.
That was kind of productive, sis.
He did produce, sis.
Nick Cannon.
He definitely produced.
You know, definitely. If a man has the money to take care of those children, then, bruh, listen, I tell Reese all the time, you better be glad I'm not a millionaire, because we would have 9 or 10 kids. Seriously. We would have 9 or 10 kids. He was a millionaire. He had, I forget the number, was it 12 or 13, y'all? What was it?
12.
He had like 17 kids, didn't he? I thought he had like 17, sis.
17? Come on, dog.
Oh, my God.
I thought he had enough kids to match the number on his jersey.
You know
he wore
what?
Number 17. I thought he had 17 kids.
Hey, y'all, look.
I don't know.
We're going to have to leave it right here, guys. We're going to have to leave it right here. Right here.
Is that late already?
It's that late already.
Dang, we got there fast.
Come on, 57 with it.
Well, hey, all I can say is this. We tell it to the hot. We tell it to the cold. We tell it to the young. We tell it to the old. Hey, all I can say is this is Kel's Corner. And we're here on every Tuesday and Thursday for 2 hours. And you're welcome to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We love you here. So check in with us next Tuesday. We'll be right here on the corner. Holla.
That's what's up.
So, and they can't, they can talk about anything but my Redskins.
Oh, Lord. And that's a fact. That is a fact. That, now, wait a minute. They can talk about
you.
Them, but they just got to be prepared to defend what they say to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I'm going to get you. Come on, Tree.
I got one thing to say for you guys. I mean, this is kind of a little off. That's why I ended it just a tad bit. 2 minutes earlier, because I wanted to say that my grandbaby is doing a fundraiser. I put it on Kel's Corner, you guys, because they want to go to the museum in South Carolina where they the Underground Railroad and talk about that from her school. So they're doing a fundraiser, and they're selling popcorn, you guys. They're selling popcorn. I put everything on Kel's Corner if you guys want to donate. I would really appreciate you guys if you guys would donate, please, and thank you in advance. I love you guys. So, with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more. Y'all will see, because we be missing y'all during the week. We miss y'all real bad. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into Blog Talk Radio, listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, you guys, we love you guys so very much. We appreciate you guys for joining us for these 4 hours a week. Thank you guys so very much for doing TNT Fashions. I love you guys so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you is all I can say. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, 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 I want everyone to have a safe, safe weekend. You know what I mean? We love talking to you, not about you. So you guys be safe. Avoid all the nonsense and the drama. And you know I always say, if you love them, they should already know. They should already know. Ain't that right, Brother Ted? All right, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll check y'all Tuesday. All right? We'll check y'all Tuesday at 5 p.m. Be ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you. The individuals that whose turn it is to tell us about their team. And, oh, yeah, great job, Ted. Great job. Miraculous.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, all right. So we'll check with y'all 5 p.m. Tuesday, please.
Yeah.